بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has showered us with his bounties and favors. One of the big favors that Allah has given us, he has placed us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A great favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us, dignified us by making us the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come last of all, but would be the first to enter Jannat. The ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not made up of a specific group of people coming from a specific area or speaking a specific language or a specific race. No. The ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is made up of people coming from different areas, different races, speaking different languages, different walks of life. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to this effect, "My ummah is like jasad wahid, like one body. A body has different parts, the head, the trunk. The head, it has the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears. The trunk has appendages, the hand and feet. The different parts of the body, they work for one another. They don't go against one another." In the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Suhayb radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he was a Roman. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a Persian. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was an Abyssinian. Some came from the tribe of Aus. Some came from the tribe of Khazraj. Some were Muhajir. Some were Ansar. But they were all together. The power and strength of this ummat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid in being together, collectiveness, ishtamaiyat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, don't fight, don't quarrel, or your might, your strength would go away. The unifying force of this ummat is the tariq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the maqsad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What made this ummat be together? When every individual of the ummat was erasing his status, I'm nothing at all. Humbleness, humility. One of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghiran wa fi a'yun an-nas kabira." Oh Allah, you humble me in my eyes. Yes, you elevate me in the eyes of the rest of the people. The more and more the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up, the more and more the person, he comes to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and more he becomes humble, the more and more he erases his status. It is a consensus amongst the ulama that after Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, it is the rank of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this effect, I have returned the gratitude of every individual, but the gratitude of Abu Bakr would be returned on my behalf on the day of judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this effect, the 8 gates of Jannat are open for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and every gate of Jannat would give a cry, O Abu Bakr, give the honor to me, you pass through me to Jannat. But Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the feeling he had for himself was, he used to pick a blade of grass and say, alas, I wish I was this blade of grass. I wish I was a hair on a moment's body. I wish I was a leaf on a tree. And while saying this, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was speaking from the core of his heart. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this effect, there is no Nabi after me. If there had been one, it would have been Umar. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to weep. He used to cry in the night time and say, I wish my mother had never given birth to me. Somebody said, O Umar, it is because of you that this deen of Islam is shining. He said, No, it is because of Islam that Umar is shining. La ilaha illallah is the kalima of Allah's ma'rifat, of recognizing and knowing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. This kalima starts with la. There is a negation first, a denial first, a refusal first. La. Whatever is besides Allah is the ghair of Allah, is the other of Allah. Allah is the creator, the rest is the creation. Allah is the maker, the rest has been made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Lord, our Master, the creation. Makhluk, no matter how mighty it may appear, makhluk, no matter how powerful it may appear, makhluk, no matter how lofty it may appear, it has no standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Makhluk is makhluk. What the makhluk, the creation wants, is merely a desire. But what Allah wants, it happens. Allah's decision, it prevails over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is one. He is alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has no comparison, no resemblance. There's none equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is wahdahu la sharika lahu. The one who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is, then he won't leave Allah and go towards the worldly things, not towards provisions, not towards possessions, not towards worldly positions, not towards his passions, but he would run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah, who is a true nourisher, who is a true sustainer, the true sovereign. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made this entire dunya. How did he make it? He created the earth. He spread it. He planted mountains on it. He made the rains fall from the clouds. He made the vegetations grow from the ground. He split the oceans, made the rivers flow. He made the darkness of the night, folded it into the daylight. And Allah says in the Quran, the meaning to it, if there had been only the darkness of the night till the day of Qiyamah, who besides Allah would have brought daylight? And if it had been only daylight till the day of Qiyamah, who besides Allah could have brought the darkness of the night? Eyes cannot observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thoughts and imaginations cannot attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Occurrences cannot alter Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is concealed from Him. And Allah knows everything. Even the thoughts that cross our minds and our heart. He knows the specks of the drops of the ocean. Allah knows the particles of the mountains. Allah knows the number of drops of rain that are falling. Allah knows how many number of leaves are there on the trees in this world. Allah knows everything. La ilaha illallah. This is the kalima of marifat. La ilaha illallah is the kalima of iman. La ilaha illallah is the kalima of taqwa. La ilaha illallah is the kalima of ikhlas. La ilaha illallah is so weighty and so heavy. If this kalima is put on the seven heavens and the earth, the seven heavens and the earth would crumple because of the weight of La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi that came, he had to put most of his efforts and time in trying to bring the haqiqat of La ilaha illallah within the hearts of the people. La ilaha illallah is not merely words. It's a reality. It's a haqiqat. The words of iman, no doubt, they are very valuable. They are very important. They are very precious. But words are only words. The words they direct towards the haqiqat and reality, which is something else. And to obtain and achieve the reality, one has to make efforts, sacrifice, struggle, strive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah, he was making efforts to bring the reality and haqiqat of iman within the hearts of the people. The Sahaba, they were being made efforts on. And what heights of iman did they achieve? The Sahaba, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, if all the curtains between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are withdrawn, even then, there won't be the slightest increase in my iman. Even now, it is as if I am visualizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my own eyes. And it was his state, his condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked one sahabi, in what condition did you get up? Did you wake up? And his reply was, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I woke up with the haqeeqat of Iman. How do you say it? And he replied, Ya Rasulullah, my condition has become such. In the daytime I am fasting. In the nighttime I am away from my bedding. Standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making qiyam. I can visualize the people of Jannat greeting one another. And I can visualize the people of Jahannam cursing one another. It is as if the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of my eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on hearing this, said, O Harisa, you are the one whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enlightened. With the noor of Iman, you maintain it. One sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I have achieved the haqeeqat of Iman. How do you say it? And he replied, Ya Rasulullah, the angels sitting on my shoulder, writing my book of account, I can hear with my ears the sound of the writing of their pen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, we bring that level of Iman which the Sahaba had done. That level of Iman. Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, in his quotations is, I have not named this work as Tablighi Jamaat. People have started calling it. If I had the option to name it, I would have named it as Tehreek-e-Iman. The work of Dawat and Tabligh is, we have to bring the reality and haqeeqat of Iman within our hearts. The place of Iman is the heart. This human heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this effect, within the human body is a piece of flesh. If this is rectified, the whole body is rectified. And if this piece of flesh goes corrupt, the whole body becomes corrupt. And this piece of flesh is the human heart. The place of Iman is the heart. The tongue is the place of expressing our Iman. La ilaha illallah. The haqeeqat of this kalma should come within our hearts. How? The more and more we speak about this kalima, the more and more, La ilaha illallah. It is Allah who is the sole doer, the sole provider, the sole giver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's command, it overcomes everything. Every single particle on the earth is under the command and control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single leaf on the earth can move without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is happening here is from Allah. Makhluk, what can it do? As the entire makhluk needed Allah's will to come into existence, similarly, the entire makhluk it needs Allah's will to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole doer. The Sahaba, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, how can one find out whether the haqeeqat of Iman has entered the heart? The noor of Islam has come within our chest. How to find out? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said with respect, yes, there are signs by means of which one can find out that the haqeeqat of Iman has entered the heart. The first sign, a disinclination towards Darul Ghurur, the house of deception, a disinclination towards this dunya. What is dunya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said with respect, beware of this dunya. It does more magic rather than Harut and Marut. I don't fear hunger on my ummah. What I fear is that this dunya with all its luxuries would open up on my ummah. Every ummah has a fitna, has a test from Allah. This dunya is a test for my ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to this effect, is this dunya is the house for whom who has no house in the hereafter. This dunya is the wealth for whom who has no wealth in the hereafter. And he is the one to accumulate the wealth in this dunya who has no intellect at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he motivated and encouraged the entire ummah. Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb wa aabiru sabeel. You live your life in this dunya like a traveler, rather like a roadside traveler. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is Sayyid Wulad Adam, the best in the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is Sayyidul Awwaleen, Sayyidul Akhireen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Imamul Anbiya. La yumkinu sana kama kana haqqahu ba'daz khuda buzurg. To ye kissa mukhtasar. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salam came once and said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an option. If you want, the Mount of Makkah can be turned into gold for you. Wherever you go, the Mount of Gold would move with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not accept it. He made a dua, O Allah, one day you give enough for me to eat so that I may straighten my back and be thankful to you. And the other day, I go without food, be hungry, and make sabr with you. One of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma ahini miskinam wa amitni miskinam wa ahshunni fi zumratil masakin. O Allah, you make me live like a poor man, make me die like a poor man, and on the day of resurrection, make me amongst the poor. Jibreel alayhi salam in Madina Munawwara, he came and said, Ya Rasulullah, if you want a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the entire universe, if you want, you can be a Malik al-Nabiyya along with a Nabi, You can be a king. There had been prophets who along with prophethood had been kings. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam. Ya Rasulullah, if you want, you can be a Malik al-Nabiya. Along with the Nabi, you can be a king. Or, if you want, you can be a Abd al-Nabiya. Along with the Nabi, you can be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he opted for Abd al-Nabiya. The treasures of this dunya, heavens and the earth, they were placed at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not accept it. Why? This dunya has no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even equal to a wing of a mosquito. If this dunya was even valuable as a wing of a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given a single drop of water to drink to the disbelievers. This dunya has no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has made this dunya, created it, is calling it as lahulab, play and amusement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this effect, when my ummah considers this dunya to be valuable, then the value of deen would go away from the eyes of my ummah. The love of this dunya is the root cause of every evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, this ummah, a time is going to come on my ummah when, as the hungry people, they jump on food, the disbelievers, they would jump on my ummah. The sahaba, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, would the Muslims of that time be very few in number? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this effect, no, they would be in a very large number. Very large number. But their status, their state would become like the foam on the sea. The foam of the sea, it is on the mercy of the waves of the sea. The sahaba, they asked, what would be the reason? And the reply was, a disease of wahan would become epidemic amongst my ummah. Then the sahaba, they asked, what is the disease of wahan? And the reply was, hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. The love of this dunya and the fear of death. When this disease creeps in my ummah, then my ummah stands no chance to face the enemies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the house in which he lived, that blessed hujra, a part of Jannat, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, for 8 years, in which I lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Mubarak hujra, that blessed hujra, it was so small that if we stood up, the roof of the house nearly touched our heads. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, if in the night time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got engaged in salah, and when the time for sajda used to come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put his blessed hand on my feet, then I used to come to know the time for sajda has come. I used to withdraw my feet, make space for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sajda. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, 8 years, for 8 years, I was in that house with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he departed, he passed away,
In that very same house his blessed grave was made. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, I continued living in that house, that small house, blessed house, a part of Jannat, a grave in that small house. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, 2 more years went by, and when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away, again in that very same house his grave was made. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, I continued living in that house, that small hujra, 2 blessed graves. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, 8 years, 10 years more went by. And when Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was martyred, and when his grave was made in that very same house, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, I left that house. The lady to whom she was talking, the lady said, of course, no room left for you now. And she replied, no, not because of this, but because, first of all, my husband's grave was made, then my father's grave was made. When a Namahram's grave was made, because of modesty I left that house. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, whenever I came to visit these blessed graves, I wrapped myself in a big cloth so that nobody could recognize me. What was the food of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, we saw one moon, then we saw the second moon, then we saw the third moon, 2 months consecutively, and we had no need to kindle the fire in the house to cook food, because we had nothing to cook. Then how did you go about? And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, Aswadan, dates and water, that's all. And she says, never ever, even this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had till his belly is filled, never ever. If we had something to eat in the morning, we had nothing to eat in the evening. And till when was this? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he departed from us that very night, intense desire in me to see the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there was no oil in the house to lit the lamp. I went to my neighbor's house, borrowed some oil, took that oil on loan to light the lamp of my house. And on that borrowed oil, I lit my house's lamp and saw the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To whom she was talking, the lady said, you had no oil in your house that night to light your home's lamp? And she said, well, if we had oil in the home, wouldn't I drunk it because of hunger? The ulama say it means that very night there was no food in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was all Rasulullah opted for. If he had wanted, the treasures of the entire world were with him. If he had wanted, he gave an example, set an example for the entire ummah. Told Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Aisha, if you want to meet me on the day of judgment,
do three things.
Don't throw your clothes away until they are patched. Refrain from the company of the rich people.
And live your life in this dunya like a traveler. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us to obtain and achieve the haqiqat of iman. The first thing is a disinclination towards this dunya. And the second sign, the haqiqat of iman has entered the heart is the love for darul khulood, the place where we are going to go. Akhirat, hereafter, it is coming.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this effect, every Nabi that came informed his ummah about the hereafter. But the amount of information I have given to my ummah about the akhirat, no previous Nabi gave this amount of information. Why? It becomes easy for us to prepare for the hereafter. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. This dunya has been created for you. But ahead he said, wa innakum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You have been sent in this dunya for akhirat. We have been created to prepare for akhirat. This dunya is to earn our place in the hereafter. Whatever we do in this dunya, on this depends where would we in the hereafter, in the akhirat. And the third sign is that the haqiqat of iman has entered the heart. Heart is preparation of death before it comes. Death, indisputable, undeniable, it is coming. Even if we are so absorbed in this materialistic dunya, even if we have no time to think and ponder about death, we have forgotten death. But death has not forgotten us. When the ordained hour from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come, the heart would stop thumping, pumping. The lungs would stop breathing. The delicate thread of life would break. And we will have to go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this effect, he is the wisest of all who remembers yet most and prepares for it before it comes. When is death going to come? Who can tell? This life is totally uncertain. Not a single moment of this earthly life can be relied upon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam motivated this entire ummah. Remember death most, the break of luxuries. Death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living soul in this dunya is going to die. Be prepared for it. And what is the preparation? To be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in conformity with the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This work of da'wat and tabligh is to bring the haqiqat of iman within our hearts and within the hearts of the people. Da'wat illallah. Through da'wat ilallah, kul hadhihi sabili adu ilallah, ala basiratin ana wa manittaba'ani. Tell your people, this is my way. Da'wat ilallah, to be inviters towards the oneness and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our work, our job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last of all the prophets. No new prophet going to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The entire responsibility of inviting the rest of the people towards the oneness and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies on this ummat. Kuntum khayra ummatin. We are the best of the ummat, which previously the prophets had done. Their job is now to be done by this ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this we have this ishtima, the gathering. Let every individual of this ummat come on this responsibility, feel this obligation. I have to be on the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring this deen throughout this dunya. Let the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail on the surface of the earth. And let the disobedience of Allah be erased from the face of the earth. For this, as the Sahaba, they went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Made efforts with them, with their wealth, with their time, with their energies, with their potentials. We also have to imitate the Sahaba, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this ishtima would be till Tuesday. And after Fajr Salat Tuesday, there will be a bayan. And then people would go out of this, after the dua, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to prepare ourselves and the rest who are going to come here to be out in the path of Allah ta'ala in jamaats. So all of you are ready for this, inshallah. Till when? We have to be here for the full time over here. The one who is for full time, he'll be rewarded for the full time. So you're ready for that, inshallah. May Allah accept us, all of us, and make it easy for all of us. Elan karein.
So inshallah, we all make niyat, inshallah. To go far and wide, inshallah. All for 4 months cash, inshallah. Allah accepts, inshallah. After Asr will be a talk also from the member. After Maghrib will be the main bayan, inshallah, of today. So brothers, I request, inshallah, now let us go. Free ourselves from our needs, our necessities, whatever it is. Take some rest also. Asr Azan will be at 3:45, inshallah. Asr Azan will be at 3:45. Salah will be at 4:15. So brothers, I request when you come in, let us complete the subs, inshallah, on both sides and prepare, inshallah, well before Azan. The time between Asr and Maghrib is short. So let us take part in the bayan after Asr also, after Maghrib. And let us encourage all our friends, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. The brothers of Tashkil, the responsible brothers of Tashkil, are requested to meet in the Tashkil tent also after Asr Salah. Those of us that have responsibilities, let us fulfill our responsibilities. The Amirs of the Jamaats, let us inshallah ensure the Satis that have come with us, that they take adequate rest and well before Salah they prepare themselves, inshallah.